This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. FBI Director Christopher Wray on Thursday warned that Russia is interfering in the 2020 U.S. presidential elections with a steady stream of misinformation aimed at Democrat Joe Biden, as well as sapping Americans' confidence in the election process. Speaking to the House of Representatives Homeland Security Committee, Wray said that Moscow is attempting to undercut what it sees as an anti-Russian U.S. establishment.
An effort to both sow divisiveness and discord, and I think the intelligence community has assessed this publicly, to denigrate Vice President Biden and what the Russians see as kind of an anti-Russian establishment.
The FBI director's testimony follows an August 7th warning by the director of the National Counterintelligence and Security Center that Russia, China, and Iran were all trying to interfere in the November 3rd election. Election Day is fewer than 7 weeks away in the United States, and President Donald Trump is facing deep pessimism as he bids for another term. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
His re-election rests at least in part on convincing voters the pandemic is receding, both in words.
I really do believe we're rounding the corner.
And actions, like speaking to tightly packed crowds. The president's been trying to give the impression of a nation moving past the pandemic. But 69% of respondents in an APNORC Center for Public Affairs research poll say they are at least somewhat concerned about the virus, including about half of Republicans. Just 39% approve of how the president's handling the pandemic. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The number of COVID-19 cases reported every week in Europe is now exceeding those reported in March when the pandemic first peaked. The WHO's regional director, Hans Kluge, said in a news briefing that more than half of the countries in Europe have seen an increase in cases of over 10% in the past 2 weeks.
Although these numbers reflect more comprehensive testing, it also shows alarming rates of transmission across the region.
Kluge said that although there has been an increase in the number of cases among older adults, the biggest proportion is still among people between 25 and 49 years old. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was poisoned by a bottle of water in his hotel room in the Siberian city of Tomsk, not at the airport as previously thought. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports his team posted a video on Navalny's Instagram account making that charge on Thursday.
Video posted on his Instagram account shows members of his team searching his room at the Zander Hotel in Tomsk on August 20, after he fell sick in suspicious circumstances. It also shows his team bagging several empty bottles of Holy Spring mineral water, among other items, while wearing protective gloves. 2 weeks later, a German laboratory found traces of Novichok precisely on the bottle of water from the Tomsk hotel room. The Kremlin critic was airlifted to Berlin for treatment. Germany says he was poisoned by a Soviet-era chemical nerve agent Novichok, but Russia says it has seen no evidence that he was poisoned.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. The United States has gone ahead with a three-day visit of a senior State Department official to Taiwan, despite stern warnings from China to abandon the meeting. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
U.S. Undersecretary of State Keith Kroc is scheduled to meet Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen and other senior officials. Earlier in the week, China's foreign ministry warned of serious damage to China-U.S. relations if the meeting went ahead. Kroc, who holds the portfolio for economic growth, energy and the environment, is the highest level official from the State Department to visit the island in decades. His visit follows a high-profile visit in August by U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar. I'm Karen Chamas.
Rescuers along the Gulf Coast used high water vehicles Thursday to reach people cut off by flooding in the aftermath of Hurricane Sally. Sally rolled through the area with winds of up to 165 kilometers per hour and more than 1 meter of rain in many places before it began to break up as it headed towards the U.S. East Coast. You can find more on our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.